clear right there in front of you. Clear all that out. We should have been with us.
14 workers are using hammers and crowbars to strip the boards off a garage.
We try to save the 2x4s, the rafters. We denail, put it off to the side so it can be recycled.
Steve Teasley is supervising. He works for Northcott Neighborhood House. The city's hired it to train young people for demolition jobs. It's outfitted them in matching hard hats and safety glasses. 19-year-old Anthony Lampley calls the program a blessing.
I mean, they give us all these trainings. It's free, you know. That's why we take pride in what we do, and we make sure we do it safe and we do it fast.
Lampley says some of the demolition work is tougher than he thought.
The hardest thing is when you're underweight and you're using a sledgehammer.
Lampley's comment draws a chuckle from co-worker Latasha Stewart. But Stewart says the program is serious business, and she is learning powerful lessons.
Working with others, getting to know each other, and serving our community.
We are about to see that teamwork put to the test.
All right, Jerry, watch that stud to keep it from popping out. Everybody else on this side, not to pull it this way, but pull it in a slight angle that way.
The crew listens intently to Steve Teasley's instructions as someone ties a heavy rope around a corner of a partially disassembled garage. The workers line up, one behind the other, lift the rope waist high, and brace for one big yank.
All right, ready? One, two, three. Oh, yo, hold on.
We get her done.
The garage collapses neatly, capped by its roof. After the dust settles, a worker starts a generator. It will power the saws the team uses to cut the roof into smaller pieces. Justin Velasto works for WasteCap Resource Solutions. It will salvage as much lumber as possible and sell metal remnants for scrap. Velasto says recycling is just one attribute of the demolition program.
Community members see these workers out on site. They're seeing jobs are being created, materials are being harvested. We are respecting ourselves, respecting our community, and respecting the environment.
Then there are the practical skills the workers gain. Supervisor Steve Teasley says, for example, they learn to operate a forklift and earn a certificate in safe handling of asbestos.
These skills can go to other contractors, and we got a lot of buildings that's going up. Any construction site, they're all qualified.
Among the major construction projects in the works, the downtown office tower Northwestern Mutual is building. There are also scores of abandoned properties the city needs to level, victims of the U.S. foreclosure crisis. Ron Roberts says Milwaukee hopes to expand its garage demolition project into one where workers disassembled ruined houses by hand. Roberts works for the Department of Neighborhood Services.
Part of the problem is deconstructing a home currently is almost twice the cost of mechanical demolition. So if we can train people and bring down the cost, we can make deconstruction a reality.
The workers in demolition training earn the minimum wage. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.